Garrett Fisher, well, you score the overtime winner again, second game-winning goal in as many nights as you had the game-winning goal last night against Lake of the Woods. What is it about the puck finding your stick at the end of the game?
I don't know. You just try to get to the net when you can and bury when you get your chances, I guess.
Let's go over your first goal because, you know, it was in the first period. You guys are down 1-0, but you're able to tie it early.
Yeah, Teague sent a nice little pass up, and it kind of bounced over defender's stick, and I just cut in and buried it.
And then you were able to help out Grayson Ecker, who we're going to hear from in just a moment, on the goal that ended up making it 4-3, and that was a really important goal.
Yeah, I just went in and forechecked a little bit, passed it out front where Grayson was standing, and he sniped him, so that was good.
What was the message, firstly, in that timeout when it was 4-1? You guys are down. Coach Hardy calls the timeout. And then in the second period intermission?
You know, try not to let it get to you, and you just kind of try to fight back and play hard and just don't let those goals get to you. Just play 0-0.
Are there messages within the players, too, that you guys are talking to each other?
Yeah, a little. Just kind of the same thing. Just keep on going. Don't quit.
And, you know, Parker Kelly, we heard him, we heard Coach say that you guys wanted to, you know, do it for PK, do it for PK, and then he ends up standing up tall at the end of the game.
Yeah, he played really well in the third there, and he came up with some big saves. It was really nice.
And in the beginning of overtime, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he played good.
And then, boy, it looked like the game might end as Caden Edwards goes off the post in overtime. What was the reaction on the bench when you guys saw the shot and then seeing it go off the post?
Oh, I thought he buried that for sure. I was already climbing onto the ice, and I guess it just barely touched the post. I thought he buried that for sure.
Well, you ended up burying it in overtime. What did you see?
Teagues again made a nice little pass up, and I just caught it, saw the defenseman kind of pinch, and I just cut to the middle and shot it on net and went in.
We've heard a lot about how close this team is, and you could see in the reaction, you guys come spilling off the bench, and you ended up making your way right in front of your netminder, Parker Kelly.
Yeah, it was so fun. I just love these boys, and hopefully we can get her done in playoffs.
How did it feel to score another overtime winner?
Amazing. There's really no words to describe it. It's just crazy.
It's a big smile on your face right now as you can't help but smile after another overtime winner.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fun.
I can only imagine. And, you know, what was that celebration like with your teammates there at the end? And you close out the regular season on such a high note.
Yeah, we played good all year, and it felt good to finish the regular season on a high note, and it was a very important game. And I thought everybody played well today, and it was good.
Now the focus, it's going to be, it's playoff time, it's lose or go home, but what was the celebration like in the locker room?
Just, again, just crazy. Everybody's yelling, and everybody's high-fiving. It's electric. It's fun.
How long do you get to enjoy this one?
I don't know, tonight and next couple days until we play again. I don't know when our next game is, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll find that out later on, but it'll be interesting to see where you guys end up playing. But like I said, it's going to be postseason time, and now you have to shift the focus into it's lose or go home. What's that mentality like?
You just try to keep on playing your game and just stay focused and keep on playing hard when you can, and you try not to change anything and just keep on playing hockey.
And you have the chain. Were you the player of the game with the two goals in the OTGWG?
Yeah, Benny gave it to me.
How important was getting him back? Because he was out for a couple of games, and he, again, does a lot of things, might not show up on the stat sheet, but he does so much for you guys on the back line.
Yeah, Benny's a super great passer, and he's been playing defensively super-duper well this year, and it's really nice to have him back.
Well, Garrett, thank you very much for joining us once again, and congratulations on yet another overtime winner, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay, thank you.